91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Sophie Dudley. 24 colleges across Ontario are half a century year old, and Loyalist College is one of them. As Sabrina McDonald reports, planning for the anniversary is just in the starting stages.
This year marks the 50th anniversary of Loyalist College. To celebrate and appreciate over 40,000 graduated students since 1967. Diane Spencer is in charge of the planning.
Everyone is more than welcome to participate, but a really important aspect of the focus will be on encouraging programs to get together and have those program reunions.
There are some events already planned, such as a golf tournament, boat cruise, and bus tour for later on in the year. Spencer says it's important to mark the past.
That's so important. An anniversary year is an opportunity to celebrate the many wonderful stories and accomplishments of the last 50 years, but much more importantly, it's about saying, this is where we are today, and this is where we're heading in the future.
For more information about Loyalist College's 50th anniversary, visit loyalistconnections.com.
Busloads of Canadian women are heading to the U.S. Capitol this weekend for what's being called the Women's March on Washington. Organizers say the event isn't an anti-Donald Trump protest, but rather a rally for women's rights. Many of those marching, though, say they were motivated to take part by the U.S. President-elect's controversial comments during his campaign. Anne Rudzinski, a grad student in Waterloo, Ontario, says she's concerned about any message that minimizes or dismisses sexual assault.
It's not just about like Trump's specific behavior, although that's really like unacceptable and inappropriate, but kind of like the normalization of sexual violence, I think, is the big piece about it for me. So having a lot of women show up in one place at one time to say this is unacceptable and we won't tolerate it is really important to kind of send like that counter message.
Marches are also planned in solidarity in cities across the U.S. and Canada, including Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, and Winnipeg. Thousands have indicated they plan to attend those events. Supporters and opponents are pouring into Washington, D.C. ahead of tomorrow's inauguration ceremony for Donald Trump. Aaron Karteski reports.
Applause for President-elect Trump when he stopped for dinner at the hotel here that bears his name. And now he prepares for his biggest audience yet. Hundreds of thousands arrive here in Washington to bear witness.
I am confident right now. I think he will talk about bringing this country together.
Protesters are here, too. Some dancing for LGBT rights, where Vice President-elect Pence is staying.
They see a bunch of people who are comfortable standing up for what is right and what is reasonable.
On Twitter, President-elect Trump said, the journey begins. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Washington.
George H.W. Bush and his wife, Barbara, are receiving well wishes from around the world as they remain hospitalized in Houston. Bush family spokesman Jim McGrath says the former U.S. president is in intensive care for pneumonia, and the former first lady was admitted after experiencing fatigue and coughing.
Right now, they're dealing with some not insignificant health challenges.
Both President-elect Donald Trump and President Barack Obama have sent their well wishes to the Bushes, as did former President Bill Clinton in a message on Twitter. U.S. President Barack Obama says that after he leaves office on Friday, he wants to take time to process the amazing experience his family has gone through. Addressing reporters at his final news conference, Obama also remarked on how well his daughters have reacted to their 8 years in the White House.
And my daughters are something. And they just surprise and enchant and impress me more and more every single day as they grow up.
Obama and his family will head for vacation in Palm Springs, California, after Donald Trump is sworn in on Friday. The U.S. has launched a new round of airstrikes on Islamic State targets.
U.S. aircraft carried out overnight strikes in Libya, destroying two Islamic State militant training camps outside the city of Sirte. The Pentagon says the targets were fighters who had escaped Sirte after U.S. strikes largely eliminated the group's presence there last month. A senior defense official says several dozen militants were killed and that no women or children were there. The military says President Obama personally authorized the strikes in Libya 6 years after signing off on U.S. action to help oust Muammar Gaddafi. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
30 people are missing after an avalanche covered a mountain hotel in the Abruzzo region of central Italy on Wednesday. Reporter Lama Hassan says rescue vehicles are struggling to get to the hotel through snow-covered roads to join alpine rescue squads.
A harrowing rescue effort is underway right now after four powerful earthquakes hit central Italy on Wednesday, unleashing an avalanche. Rescuers reporting they received a text overnight saying, quote, help, help, we are dying of cold. And this morning, those rescuers desperately searching for survivors saying they're calling out, but no one is answering.
A man staying at the hotel says he escaped when he went outside to get something from his car, but the 38-year-old says his wife and two children are buried inside the building. Canadian-American singer Alanis Morissette's ex-business manager has admitted to embezzling more than $6.5 million from her and other celebrities. Jonathan Todd Schwartz was charged with wire fraud and filing a false tax return. Prosecutors say Schwartz used the money personally and falsely listed the cash withdrawals as personal expenses to cover up the crime. If convicted, he could face up to 23 years in federal prison. That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
When it comes to insurance, you can get an online quote in seconds. But getting the right insurance requires one-to-one communication. I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. When we give you an online quote, we follow up to make sure you get the maximum coverage within your budget. And at Mackey Insurance, we'll contact you however you wish to be contacted. Phone, text, live chat, tin can attached to a string. It starts with an online quote at MackeyInsurance.com. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
Serena Williams took her first step toward Australian Open title number 7 and Grand Slam singles championship number 23 with a 6-4, 6-3 win over Switzerland's Belinda Bencic. Williams says she had a lapse after leading 5-1 in the second set.
I wasn't as aggressive as I was during those games, and, you know, she started playing better. I made a few errors on some key points, but for the most part, I still was going for everything, and I was able to close it out.
The Winnipeg Jets snapped a four-game slide with a 6-3 win over the visiting Arizona Coyotes. Andre Pavlik made 30 saves in his season debut with Winnipeg. Jets captain Blake Wheeler spoke positively about Pavlik's return.
I'm sure there's some nerves for him. It's a different, kind of a unique situation he was in. I think after the first, he settled in there and made some big saves for us.
DeMar DeRozan poured in 23 points and Kyle Lowry added 16 to go with 9 assists as the Toronto Raptors downed the New York Knicks 116-101. Lowry says improvements in rebounding is paying off for Toronto.
We're really concentrating on, making sure we help the bigs rebound and, getting rebound out of position. I think that's one thing we've done a good job of, getting longer rebounds, rebounding out of position, not going in so far and so deep into the paint.
Pittsburgh got a goal in overtime to outscore Washington 8-7 and end the Capitals' 9-game winning streak. Penguins center Sidney Crosby says it was good to see the offense come around.
We felt like we had to work really hard to generate offense the last few games, and tonight you get some bounces and bury some chances, and it's a different story. So obviously when you give up 7, you kind of put yourself in that position, but we found a way to win, and hopefully you can build some momentum off of this one.
The Baseball Hall of Fame is opening its doors to more greats, including a former Montreal Expo. Tom Merriam reports.
Baseball's Hall of Fame has 3 new members, Yvonne Rodriguez, Jeff Bagwell, and Tim Raines. Rodriguez, the former Texas Rangers catcher, won the AL MVP in 1999 and backstopped the Marlins to the 2003 World Series title. Bagwell was the NL MVP in 1994 for the Houston Astros, where he played his entire career as their first baseman. Raines was one of baseball's top leadoff hitters and had his best years as the left fielder of the Montreal Expos. Another former Expos outfielder, Vladimir Guerrero, just missed election, as did ex-Padre reliever Trevor Hoffman, the National League's all-time saves leader. Tom Merriam, New York.
For local sports, Trenton's Golden Hawks will be playing the Dukes in Wellington tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Send us your team or league scores at our email, qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today is mainly cloudy with a high of +2. Tonight is cloudy with a risk of freezing drizzle overnight. Fog patches developing overnight with a low of -1. Tomorrow is cloudy, becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the morning. Fog patches dissipating in the morning with a high of +5. At 12:09, it's 4 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sophie Dudley. News on 91X next at 1.